Your workout of the day is pulling up trees. We have on a 20-minute clock for 6 minutes, two snatch pulls, one power snatch. For 6 minutes, one snatch pull, one power snatch. And for 8 minutes, one power snatch. We're snatching.
Hooray.
Hooray again.
On a Wednesday as well. What a way to get over hump day. Snatch pulls and power snatch. Talk to me about this combo. What are we working on here?
Yeah, we're building a picture nicely, aren't we, with the snatch? I know, like, Last week we did the high
Thursday,
hang.
Yeah, Thursday.
Like, they felt so much better than the week before when we did the low hang.
Yeah.
Which felt better than the week before when we did the snatch grip deadlifts, yeah, etc. Like, it's coming together in such a nice way. And this is the next step. Snatch pull, like, we just get to go from the floor, work our strong setup, our smooth first pull, more accelerate through the second pull, drive on the bar. I think after the first 6 minutes, we're going to have the pull integrated pretty well into the power snatch. And then into the second 6 minutes, as the barbell gets heavier, we'll be able to integrate it even further. So then we've got 8 minutes of power snatching, feeling really good with the pull.
Brilliant. How do we approach this one today? Is it like for the first 6 minutes, we just focus on technique and keep it really light, and then we finish in the final 8 minutes trying to go heavy? Or is it all kind of heavy, or what way does it work?
Yeah, a bit lighter at the start for sure, and use those to get your technique right, so get higher volume work done, mm-hmm, but lots of focus. So don't rush anything, that's the key, because we'd like to finish at 6 minutes saying, like, okay, I can maybe slow down a little bit, I get rid of one of the reps off each set, and add a little bit more weight. But when you get there, you don't want to have any sloppiness introduced into the system. You're going to feel like technique from the first piece is perfect. Into the second piece, then you're trying to maintain it as the weight builds. So when you get the power snatching, you're thinking, I can just be automatically lift now and everything's in place.
For the snatch pulls, is there, I know from past experience, both as an athlete and a coach, where I can do a snatch pull a certain way, but it doesn't really replicate the snatch as well. So what should I or could I be thinking about when I'm doing my two pulls or my one pull that'll really help benefit the power snatch then afterwards, that I get the direct, like, payoff?
Yeah, that's a good point. The pull can start feeling a bit artificial because we're trying to manufacture this. It's almost like a separate own technique. And there is an element to that.
Yeah.
So if you're brand new to them, it might feel a bit awkward. It'll all help, so just stick with it. But if you're getting more used to it, I think the best frame of mind is to set up like you're going to snatch and just don't finish the lift.
Yeah.
So go through the lift as if you're going to catch it. I think once that's in place, then you can just monitor the technical stuff that the coach is telling you, the different positions that you're working on. But if the energy in your head is like, I'm going to move this bar, like I'm going to get underneath it, it'll be way better, because you'll see snatch pulls being executed in a very specific way, almost performative, yeah, almost like being a cool weightlifter. And it's not anything like the actual lift.
Yeah.
Whereas we know for a power snatch today, the bar is going to have to get pretty high. So we're going to have to move it with some intent when we're actually snatching it. So we want to do the pulls the same way.
So when the power snatch gets heavy, like in towards those final 8 minutes, what are the things that we need to keep like constrained and stay on top of to make sure that we get the best result here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when it's going to fall apart, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all know
right
that.
Towards the end, the starfish, the yeah, soft elbows, all that jazz.
All the stuff, because we're just thinking about completing the rep. And we're going to spend like the whole hour making sure that doesn't happen. And then when we get there, we got to make sure it doesn't happen. Jesus. So I think one of the best ways to stay technical is to watch the area in the lift where the bar meets the hip. We work on it a lot in class anyway. But the sequence of bar meets the hip with arms still straight, then the legs drive straight and the hips open, and then the arms bend as you pull under. Like, the sequence of that is, if you keep that intact, it's hard to mess it up after that.
Yeah.
So I would say that, like, in your build-up sets, keep asking yourself, are you getting the bar to the hip with your arms straight? And then are you driving the legs before you pull? And you're not pulling as you're driving your legs. Very hard thing to do because it all happens, like, so quickly. But having that separate three-punch system, one, two, three, happen, like, very quickly. That's what we're looking for. Keep that intact in your power snatch, and then obviously your catch position, but we all know that already.